Marilah. Mana sih twitter.com? Halo, sebentar, sebentar. Ada kucing. Tapi kucingnya di luar. Bye. I want to eat. Every space is eating space. Now, the smell is so good. How are you, everybody? I will tell you guys. Makan udang balado. Started. Chat here. Okay. Nah, ada gitu aja. Chat room. Ya, gitulah. I hope you guys are doing good. I am hungry. Apa kabar? Aku baik sekali. Hope you're good too. Yesterday I learned that I don't know the speaker on my phone or Twitter Space. I don't know. Maybe they got that noise canceling automatically thing, but they make you sound not too loud, but like when you're chewing, it's like, even though it's not as loud, it's not actually loud, I assure you. Same distance as I'm speaking. Tapi gitu sih. Jadi kita hari ini mau makan udang balado, guys. We are going to be eating udang balado today. Do you guys know what udang balado is? If you don't know, you can just Google. Udang balado itu adalah, Google juga deh. Udang balado adalah sambal goreng udang. Ya. Oke. Sambal goreng udang is makanan yang disajikan panas dan berasa pedas yang dapat ditemukan di masakan Indonesia. Makanan ini terbuat dari udang, baik dikupas atau tidak dikupas, ditumis dengan pedas dengan sedikit minyak goreng. So it's kind of like spicy stir fry shrimp, you know. And I'm eating it together with some Chinese cabbage, aka sawi putih, guess, and some rice, but not rice. I'm in my house. I don't eat rice. I eat something that looks like rice, but not rice. Apa sih namanya adalah? Aku makannya adalah nasi, apa sih namanya, beras porang. Nice. Porang rice. I don't know what porang rice is. Kind of like shirataki, but not shirataki maybe. It's not rice. Suspicioso, raiso. Sawi putihnya enak sekali. Do you guys like vegetables? I know there's not a lot of people. People I know, they usually don't like vegetables. But for me, honestly, as long as it tastes good, I would eat it. Yum yum. Recently I've learned that sawi putih is called Chinese cabbage in English. I thought like, what the hell is sawi? White sawi? It's not even called white sawi or like white whatever. It's called Chinese cabbage. And this space is going to be me eating as well as talking about stuff. This space is archived, so if you missed it, no worries. I thought should make it archived anyways. Everything except unseasoned broccoli and cauliflower is fine. I used to eat cauliflower as a rice substitute. It's pretty good. Yum, yum. Gonna eat the udang now. Udang means shrimp. My stomach hurts. It's not hurt, it's just like rumbling. But it's okay. It is very Pifaulian to have your stomach rumble when you're hungry. The usual question, is it spicy? It is spicy, but not actually too spicy. It's still normal spicy. Not the one that makes you feel like, OMG, so spicy, you know? Thought it was a human thing, I guess. And yeah, right, there's a lot of rice substitutes these days. With this one nasi porang I'm eating, they already come in like either like sachets, what you call them, container, or they also come by the kilogram. All you have to do is like pour water on it and it's like all ready to go. And it looks like actual rice. Texture is kind of different. If you're used to eating like normal rice, texture is kind of different, but you're going to get used to it fast. ID standard spicy. What if I put my phone here? Or you could eat it raw. I don't know. It seems kind of disgusting, though. Kind of like sushi, you eat it raw. Nasi porang sushi. When people say nasi porang sushi, oh, you mean like sushi but the rice is nasi porang? No, like because the nasi porang is raw. Maybe it's sorghum rice. Sorghum rice? I don't know what this is. Images. Nah, I don't think this is it. In Indonesia, you can search nasi porang, but I don't know what it is in English. Let me type it up here. Nasi porang. Nasi is rice. I don't know what porang is. Nasi porang, English. English. It's just konnyaku rice. It's made out of the roots of... But what is the difference between shirataki and beras porang? What's the difference? Kagak jelas bedanya apa. So, like, basically comes from the same family but different species, I guess so. So, similar but not the same. It doesn't have real, it didn't really have a taste. It just looks like normal rice. The texture is different, I guess so. I prefer this one. Shirataki is good as noodles, but the rice-shaped one, I'm not really a big fan of. Just preference. Delicioso. Wow, it's been 10 minutes. Did I finish this slower than I finished the whole omelet? Nice. Nice. Everyone's just like coming in and seeing me eat. Yum, yum, yum. Crunchy. Delicious. What was the latest meal that you had? Did you have something nice? Like me? Yummy. Or you could just have grab a bite or something. Delicious. My stomach is like grumbling, but I think it's just like, it's fine. Not that it's hungry, it's just moving, I guess. I guess it's good that my stomach is functioning. Just ate some mango. Tante makan mie kah? Kagak makan udang balado pakai ini, pakai nasi porang. Mango so delicious. Need to eat mango. Are fruits expensive? Where you live? Because fruits are very cheap here. I guess it also depends on like the fruits, but generally compared to other countries, it's so much easier to get affordable fruit here. Mango is $3 to $4. Buah mangga berapa ya harganya guys di Indonesia? Tergantung macamnya sih. Depends on the shurui. Depends on the type. But and then we have so delicious mangoes. The super sweet mango. Yum, yum, yum. Di tempatku 20-an sekilo. Hah? 20.000 sekilo maksudnya? Di Kalteng setengah kilo 30.000. In Kalimantan Tengah, like a region in Indonesia, for less than $3, you can get half a kilogram of mango. Do mangoes make your mouth itchy? It makes my throat itchy. Because it's like so sweet and stuff. I don't know. And then also like pineapple, I think. Is that the one that tries to digest you as you eat it? I forgot. Yeah, maybe that's it. That's the one. Okay, dope. And then... And in another place, 1 kg is less than $3. Udah aku gratis tinggal petik aja. Ada pohon mangga ya. And sometimes in Indonesian household too, they grow their own mango tree. So randomly, they just like, okay, the mango is ripe, let's eat mango. Can I buy mango? I want to buy mango. It's like a fruit dessert. Enak gak sih menurut kalian abis makan udang balado terus dessertnya buah mangga? Bisa gak sih beli? Apakah coba kalau kita memesan di marketplace mangga jus mangga adanya. Buah mangga doang. I'm asking for the fruit. Mango pudding, mango juice, literal mango, but it's just sambal mangga. Oh, they also make chili sauce, like chili, just like a chili condiment out of mango. So like they kind of mix the unripe mango because it's like sour, you know, like ooh, fresh, zesty or whatever you call that, and then cook, get sambal with it. So it's like sambal mangga. Yum. Slice mangoes in like a turtle shell style. Yeah, like the pros, like how the pros do it, and you just like slurp it. Ooh, sambal mangga. Enak banget. And you can, you know, like maybe use it as sauce, you know, mango sauce. But of course, like mix it with like a savory ingredient or something. It's also delicious. Di minimarket biasa ada buah potong. Ya, betul sekali. Yes. Sambal mangga itu enak sekali. Aduh, ya ampun. Tapi makananku sudah habis. My food has finished. I finished my food in like 15 minutes. I'm not really, you know, I don't really get too distracted when I eat. Unless I feel like, all right, I'll just do that later. But most of the time when I eat, I just like sit down and just eat, you know? Yeah, and until it finishes. Like, if I have holo mi, yoda, I want to eat it while it's warm and while it's like, you know, ready. I don't want to make it, you know, wait until it gets cold because then it won't taste good. It's something. Udang ronde 2 plus sambal mangga ikuzo. Udah kenyang. Very easily, I get very kenyang very easily. I get full very easily. Sometimes I feel adventurous eating holo mi at like 10 p.m. But that's like a rare occasion, I think. You have to watch something to eat. A weird habit of the 21st century. I take pride of being able to eat on the dining table. The dining table, quotation mark. On the table. I think it's also because, like, so I can concentrate also, like, oh my god, okay, I gotta eat properly, I gotta eat fast. Not, like, in a rush or anything, but, okay, I gotta eat, so then I can continue with my activities. Or something. I guess. I mean, I guess like yesterday too, I didn't really eat. I was eating here with you guys in the room. Gotta air out the room after this or it's gonna smell like udang balado. Malamnya minum teh hijau, lengkuas, jahe. Wesh. Ma, minum apa ya? Aku minum teh aja. Teh manis. You'd be eating twice as long otherwise. Yeah, and then it's like, especially sometimes, like, it's unnecessary, you know? You, for example, you, this is such a random example, but you eat snacks while you're watching, cause, and then you don't keep track of, like, how much you've been eating. And it's like, you don't stop eating. Here, it's like, oh, okay, this is the portion, like, you put in a plate and stuff like that. Then, okay, it's done. Yeah, something like that. It's not really a speed run or anything, but I think it's good for me. I don't know. It works for me, at least. Do you feel sleepy after eating? After eating a lot, probably, yeah. But lately, a lot of times I just feel like I'm energized after eating. I guess it's all that intake, you know, like before you eat, you're like, oh, I'm so lemas, you know, like I don't know what to do. And then after you eat, oh my gosh, now everything feels brighter. Now the cogs in my brain, they're moving, you know. Yes. Usually I'm a fast eater. The only problem is that I get a painful hiccup sometimes. Hiccup? That sounds rough. Yes. That's actually very good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so actually, because I just ate, I feel very energized. It's kind of like, you know, even my vision, it feels brighter. It's like, I don't know, it's just me, probably like placebo, but it's like, you know, nothing wrong with placebo if it makes you feel good. You know, that's what I tell myself. People are too busy saying like, this is bad, that is bad, that is placebo, and I'm like, and you know, if it makes you feel good, then it's good, you know. Rain in space unexpectedly early. Yeah, I guess so. Today's earlier than yesterday. But yeah, I guess I'm keeping the archive because I know like, oh yeah, maybe not a lot, you know, some people will be unable to catch the space because it's too mendadak, you know. Mendadak blah blah. Sudden. Yeah. Yeah, I see. Be sure to chew your food properly. Yes. Yum, yum. I have stopped my eating activity. Thanks for keeping the archive. It is fine. It is fine. But I don't know. What should we talk about? We have time. Hold on, I gotta reply to this thing. My intern. Hello, intern. It's fine. Well, yeah. No desserts today. Wait, did we have dessert last time? Did we have dessert last time? Ow, 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 could you get. Did we? I forgot. Because I remember I had the because I remember I had the milk yeah, the mint chocolate. The mint hot chocolate, but that's it. I ate holomi with orek tempe with ikan teri, you know, and then the crunchy one, and then I got the drink, but that's it. Does that count? Yeah, I don't think that counts, cause oh, and then we got some macaroni as well, but that's not really dessert, huh? Well, this time there's no such thing, so. Maybe the space will be shorter as well. Well, we don't know. But that mint chocolate drink is nice. Maybe I should have some after this, after the space. And then, aduh, nggak tahu deh. Pokoknya ya begitulah. Aku sungguh. No, aku tidak mengantuk. Tadi aku bilang aku tidak mengantuk sih. Cuma, gimana ya? Kayak ada ambient noise gitu. Wung, 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 wung. There's like a little bit ambient noise from the air conditioning, and I'm just like, ooh, vibing to it, you know. And it's like, oh, maybe it's nice to fall asleep a little bit. Not that I can't fall asleep on the chair or something, but nah. Yum, 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 yum. You remember how the food recommendation tweet you make back then? Food recommendation. I need to do that. I need to try that. Yum, 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 yum. Need to experiment more with the cooking. But yeah. Do you guys know about, this is so random, but do you guys know about garang asam? Like, there are a lot of Indonesian meals that that are made with banana leaf, for example, pepes wrapped in banana leaf, you know. And apa sih namanya? Ada macam-macam. And garang asam is one of them. I'm crazy about it. Inside it's like chicken that's like steamed, I think. Is it steamed? But it's like really good because inside there's like the little bit of soup mixed with you know, some tomatoes, some little cherry tomato, and then some coconut milk and some spice too. Like, oh, it goes so good. Yes. Yeah, jadi garang asam tuh enak banget, and I want to make it. Maybe next time. Garang asam. I just ate garang asam yesterday. Tuh enak banget. And then there's also like my favorite, one of my favorite that I ate recently is pepes tahu, you know. Like pepes is like a dish, but you can do that, like you can like you slow cook something inside a banana leaf. Usually there's also pepes ikan, there's also fish and a lot of stuff, but for the tofu one you can mix like maybe like mushroom inside, you know, like you mix the tofu and then with the mushroom and the other bumbu is like the chili and something like that, and then you wrap it together in banana leaf, and then when you finish cooking it, and you open, it will retain the shape of the container, usually like a little bit like triangle-ish lah, I don't know, triangle-ish, square, rectangle, but triangle, I don't know. Is the leaf also food or no? No, it's just the wrapper that you use for to keep the shape in place, and then you cook it. Yeah, must absorb all those flavors. It's so delicious. Yes. Yeah. Banana leaves are pretty easy to get in Indonesia. But I guess, you know, it's not so easy to find in some other places maybe. So I think it's very nice. Yes. Good tofu is pretty expensive here. I guess so. So the ingredients can be expensive. But I guess, I don't know. It kind of depends. I'm thinking pyramid shape. Kind of like the roof of a house. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like the roof of the house. The triangle roof. Banana just insane. I guess so. Aduh, enak banget. And then, yeah. There's so many delicious Indonesian food. But like most of them is spicy. I mean, I can handle the spice. Trapezium. Iya gak sih? Ya, kurang lebih lah begitu lah. Gak tau dah. Yeah, Indonesian food. The one that's usually spicy is, I think, Padang food. And Manado food, maybe. It's like a region in Indonesia. Like, I think I told you before in a stream about satay, like the meat on a skewer thing usually can have chicken or like beef or like whatever meat, kambing lah, apalah. And then there's a lot of variants depending on region or like how it's cooked. And then there's a variant called satay padang in which you just like cook and like pour. So instead of sweet or whatever, it's savory and spicy, the sauce. Gitu. And I really like it. Usually meat, and then sometimes you can even order the ox tongue on a skewer with that sauce, and usually it's delicious. I like to order mixed. Sate lilit, oh yeah, sate lilit enak. Sate lilit is like a little bit different. So instead of like chops of meat on the skewer, sate lilit is kind of like the stick is a little bit on the it's not just like a stick, it's a little bit flat, you know, and then it's kind of like minced meat, but it's kind of like wrapped around the stick, so that's why it's called sate lilit. Lilit is like to wrap around. So rabbit one only available in mountain area. Until now I have never tasted rabbit satay. I have eaten rabbit before, but not rabbit satay, and I'm just like super curious about it. Sate lilit use lemongrass for steak. Iya ya, pokoknya gepeng lah lemongrassnya. lemongrass, pokoknya bukan steak lah. Yes. And aduh banyak sate deh. Terus tadi lagi ngomongin apa ya? And oh ya yeah, Manado food. Manado food is spicy. So if you already cannot handle spicy Indonesian food, if you're eating Manado food, you will cry. Because I ordered from Manado restaurant once. I ordered, oh my god nih, ayam rica-rica enak nih. Ayam rica-rica tuh adalah chicken just fried, maybe like stir fried, you know, with chili. Basically just like fried chicken di ituin, pokoknya ada stir fry with like oil and like a little bit of like chili, it's a little bit spicy, but usually in like not Manado restaurant it's like a little bit maybe a little bit spicy and ooh just savory delicioso. Wah nangis aku, I cried. I mean not too literally like, but it was like so crazily spicy. So when you order from Manado restaurant, it's gonna be spicy. It's really good though. The taste is really good. And usually they have something like soup, like red bean soup with beef, I think. Yeah. That's also really good. That's my favorite. And it's really easy to eat too. I guess like, you know, red beans. All you do is chew and swallow. Katanya gak kuat pedas-pedas. Lah iya. Makanya saya shock. Terus, apa sih namanya? Ada. I want to order their, what was it? The squid? They had like the egg squid thing. With like tomato sauce and stuff like that. But nope. They didn't have it at that time. And then, oh, one Indonesian dish I really like is ayam woku. Delicioso as well. Talking about a lot of Indonesian food. But yeah, Indonesian food has a lot of spices. So for those of you who can't handle spice, I guess you have to make your own twist to it. Ah. Yes. Iya, Brennebon. Gitu. Terus, there's extreme cuisine in Manado. What's extreme cuisine? Extreme cuisine in Manado. Oke, gue cari dulu deh. Extreme and exotic meats. Oh my god, ikan roa the best. Itu bukan ini ya. Local food, local snacks and dessert. Wah, enak banget nih. Biskuit. Extreme food. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like they're eating extreme and exotic meats, like, I don't know, snake or whatever. But I think, like, a lot of regions do that as well. Maybe outside Indonesia as well. I don't know. I don't know if I ever want to try. But, yeah, for now, I don't think I have any interest. But it's fine. I respect it, of course. Rene, how to increase volume in spaces? Mana gua tahu. Sepertinya saya harus bicara seperti ini. Siap, lapor. Halo. Suara sekolah kan jemat. Yes. Will you try tarantula? Maybe with sambal balado. Well, tarantula is already, you know, they already made tarantula into a snack. The dried one. Packaged nicely. So, I don't know. I think like Risu was it? Tried it and she said it was disgusting. But I think I'm interested in trying it. Yes. Tarantula with sambal balado. I don't know. What's the best seasoning for tarantula? Ya. Kayaknya aku nggak tahu niche apa yang kira-kira bagus. Tarantula kaki berbulu yang bikin risu batuk-batuk huwe-huwe. Ya, bulunya kali bikin keselak ya. Nggak tahu juga. But maybe if you like shave the tarantula legs, maybe you can eat it. Maybe you should go cocol it in sambal. Oh my god, ini sambal, sambal itu the very famous. There's usually, you know, famous brands of sambals in Indonesia, you know, legendary. You know, sometimes when I go see my you know, friends overseas, that's like, see, like this is the popular souvenir, you know. But for say my friends who can't even handle spice, I don't think that's a suitable souvenir, you know? Tarantula waxing. Iya, yeah. Tarantulanya sebelum dimakan waxing dulu. Yes. Iya, yeah, gitulah. But tarantula, I don't know, because I think like if it's already dried and ready to eat, I mean, I guess it won't attack me, so I think it's okay. I'm not afraid. I can try it. Sometime. Once I get my hands on it. Because I can't get it here. But yeah. Sore, Reine. Selamat sore. Would you eat a grasshopper? Yeah, I would. It's kind of like I was supposed to order it like so long ago, but I kind of never did. Because it's like, I'm thinking like they only sell it by the topless, you know, by the, you know, like container, you know, there's like a lot. And I'm like, what if I don't like the flavor? Who's gonna finish it? You know, I don't want it to go to waste, you know. But I guess that's kind of like the least of my problems. But you should think it positively. What if I end up liking it so much that I can't stop eating it? Just like the spicy, you know? Sort of like, I don't know. Yeah. Have you ever met a tarantula, like, in the zoo? No, but, like, last time I did a, what was it? A pet review thing, and somebody posted their tarantula? I don't know, or, like, spider. And or. Yes. And that's why what you give to your friends. Maybe I'd be like, are you free? I have some snacks for you. Let's just chill and hang out, watch movies. And she'd be like, sure, you know. My friend would be like, sure. And then I will bring, this is the snack. It's the tarantula. Nice, right? Yes. Very, very cool. Enak sekali. Ya gitu deh pokoknya guys. Kenapa jadi ASMR gini ya suaranya? Some delicioso tarantula. And then what else? Usually silkworm, right? You would eat silkworm. Freshly caught. Yummy. What if they eat it with a straight face? I mean, that's cool. They can have it in case I don't like it. You know, then problem solved. They're happy. I'm happy. But if I end up liking it, then, you know, I'll just eat it for myself. You know? Turn the excess insects into powder and put it inside Holomy for your friends. When did I say this? But, like, I was just, like, being real. And I was like, you know, like, insects are, like, the protein of the future. It's true, though. I watch YouTube videos. They gotta be true. There was this video of a guy eating, like, I guess, like, most types of insects. Yeah. It's impolite to decline the offer. Eating the tarantula with a pocky challenge. But it's so true. Like, for example, maybe in the future, beef or other sources of protein like chicken or whatever, pork, I don't know, maybe it will be scarce, and then people will be like, oh no, we need the protein. And then what will they move to? Insects, because they have high protein content, And the only drawback is that they probably look unappetizing for people who are not used to it. But if they ground into powder, it would be, nobody would tell. Nobody would be able to tell. Well, what kind of powder is it? Oh, it's kinako powder. What's kinako? Kinako? Barley? Like barley powder? I don't know what kinako is. I always forget. It's really delicious though. You know what else has high protein content? Humans. Yum. But they said human meat is bad for you. Don't they do that in games? Like maybe in Rust, like you eat the human meat and then you always get the consequences. You get easily dehydrated or something. So I would guess human meat really isn't good. There was a story about like somebody who actually like cooked another human though, and they were like willing to do it. Or like, did he cook himself? I'm not really sure. Have you tried? No. That's to keep people from eating each other. Well, that's working. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pewarna merah di makanan minuman stroberi juga dari serangga. Betul itu. Bisa dimakan. Makanya it's called edible dye because it's not made out of apa namanya? Dangerous materials. It's made out of insects that you can actually eat. Oh my god. That's so nice. I heard that people give their consent to be eaten when they die. Well, good for them. Yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. There was one guy who wanted to eat a pee-pee and one guy willing to partake in it. Yeah, 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 yeah. That. And then, like, he fried it or whatever, like, in a pan or whatever. And then he said it didn't even taste good or something. I think that's the one article I read. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, makan mie lagi kah? Enggak, makan udang balado, tapi udang baladonya udah selesai. That story, so true. Oh my god, and then we're already talking for like 45 minutes. Deals for like almost 45 minutes. Time flies. I kind of felt like we spent longer yesterday. I don't know. I remember that one. Germans are weird. Oh, they're German? I don't even remember. How and why you read the article? I don't know. I just found it. I mean, it's just a curious mind, you know? Like, I'm thirsty for knowledge. So I was like, wait, let's read this. What is this, you know? Cats were making me busy yesterday. Yeah, I learned my lesson. I don't even want to ask anymore. Goodbye. Sombong, betul. Maybe he didn't season it well enough. Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know. I'm worried about your search history. My search history? What's wrong with it? How do you check your search history? I'm gonna Google. How to check your search history. Data and privacy. Akhir males banget. Ribet. Nggak jadi. You know, I pressed W and one of the searches I did was, why is pilk bad? Why is pilk bad? Because people are like, you know, people are like, ew, pilk, that's so disgusting and stuff like that. They're treating it as if like pilk is like an abomination of the gods or something like that. Yeah, pilk, as in like Pepsi and milk mixed together. Yeah, like I was just like wondering, why is the world such a like pilk hater? You know? Yeah. Like, why is there so much pilk slander? So, like, at that day, I was, like, thinking, like, randomly, all right, I'm gonna get Pepsi. But then I was like, wait, I got milk. So, you know, it was like a chance for me to actually, you know, do a little bit of alchemy and actually drink pilk for the first time. It's because I was like, you know, like, obviously, on the internet, people were like, oh my god, pilk so gross, so, you know, and then they keep posting, like, disgusting pictures of, like, maybe pilk spilling or something like that. But I don't know. Yeah. Soda Gembira is a banger. Oh, Soda Gembira is good, though. Soda Gembira is so delicious. Yum. Oh, man. Soda Gembira uses condensed milk, though, I think. Does it use? So it's kind of like Sprite. I think Sprite or like a Sprite-ish drink. And then condensed milk and then the red syrup. Pilk use fresh or condensed milk? And what I used was fresh milk. And I think that's what they normally use as well. Yeah. Soda Gembira is nice. Would have made a good hand cam stream. Well, I could always repeat that for you guys. Isn't pilk just soda gembira but brown? That's different though, I think. Color-wise, mixture-wise. Soda gembira use condensed milk too. Sprilk. And then with the red syrup. But see, if you're fine drinking soda gembira, you'll be fine with pilk. It's just probably the color is... I don't know why. I guess the color is kind of like chocolate milk-ish. I don't know. But I think it's fine. I wouldn't really go, like, spend my day and sitting and thinking, like, damn, I want to drink some pilk. I wouldn't really think that. But I don't know. I guess I kind of expected something worse, you know. So udah marah ada nggak nih? Put it on the schedule, pilk stream. But anyways, I learned by myself. Well, it's great. Chocolate milk with Pepsi. Well, you could try. What's it gonna be? Pepsi and chocolate milk. Maybe the color will be more chocolate. I don't know. That's for you to try. I can make a stream. Pilk with normal milk, plain milk, and then Pepsi with, apa namanya? Oh, my stomach rumbling. Maybe it wants pilk. Maybe Pepsi with banana milk. Pepsi with strawberry milk. Pepsi with chocolate milk. Which one is best? You know, I think that would be a really great plan. Soda campur madu jadi apa ya? Jadi sodu. Mad scientist time. But I think it's time to close the space. Because, I don't know, maybe 1 hour is kind of like the sweet spot for space. But maybe we have like 10 minutes. What do we do in 10 minutes? We have talked about pilk. We have talked about Indonesian food. Sounds like we talked about tarantula as well, I guess. You can try milk with the dates. Ooh, that's great. I've eaten like dates where they kind of add, what you call it? They put like dried fruits in between the dates, you know, and then sometimes they put the almond or like some kind of like nuts between the dates, you know. But dates with naonda milk, how? Oh, like date milk. I guess that's nice, kind of like chocolate milk or strawberry milk, but it's like dates. Anything else in your search history? Let me type random. Okay, nothing interesting. Usus Nihongo.
Why is she like YouTube and lyric search? A lot of it is actually lyric searching. Yes. Anything funny? There's really nothing. It's literally, some mundane stuff and then blah 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 song title lyrics like Yoru ni kakeru lyrics or something like that. And of course, H is Holo ID Cafe. And then I don't know why I have Gloria Las Plagas. Let's try. Okay. And then, well, there's really not much. It's really not interesting. Z only has links. X has nothing. C has Changkul and basically just like how to like do stuff. Because like how to is like cara, like ho ho. Cara is like how to in Indonesian. Oh. And then nasi goreng. Gak jelas banget. Mie abang ade. Yeah, it's really not as interesting as I thought it would be. Yes. How about P? Pakcik. Pakcik and Pinterest and like some, some touristy stuff like travel research and then what is this? Pre-registration, something, something, something. Yeah. And some fashion searches. Yeah. It's safe, guys. None of that shady, shady, suspicioso stuff that you probably expect me to have. How about hiragana? Is just like oh, there's so many. It's just ano aozora na seida. Wait, hold on, be right back. But yes, expected me abang ade. Not even Pavolia. I think it's just because I don't really search for myself that way. What I do is like I just go to YouTube and then search bar on YouTube, search for myself. So I go to YouTube instead of like searching for myself. What I do search on Google though is Abea. I don't even know. There was something. I don't know. It's just mostly like song lyrics or just like I guess some personal stuff like researching about like oh I want to go to like this place and something like that. And it's like oh yeah or like I want to go to this online shop. Something like that. Nothing too interesting, I guess. Yes. Setelah searching sudah sedih ternyata bedanya hanya nggak dikasih mil. Lah sudah doang dong berarti. What about my YouTube search history? Well, we can check that actually. YouTube. Oh, okay. YouTube search is actually if you type these are stuff I never search. It's just like the recommended because like it has ASMR, America's Got Talent, Apple Vision, AGT, anime. Anti-Fragile. Oh my god. Can I say something about Anti-Fragile? Do you guys know the song Anti-Fragile? Like, apa sih? And then, aduh nih, ini joke bahasa Indonesia. Ini joke bahasa Indonesia. Apa sih? Iya, jadi tuh ada orang yang salah denger Anti-Fragile jadi kayak, apa sih, lagu brojol-brojol gitu. Kayak, kak ini lagu apa ya? Terus kayak liriknya tuh brojol-brojol. Tunggu tuh, anti. Coba. Can I search the original tweet? Oh, iya, ini. tadi ke minimarket terus di play lagu Korea. Pertama denger enak lagunya. Mau nanya ke kasir tapi malu. Sudah nyari di YouTube gak nemu liriknya gak nih. Ante titi brojo brojo. Iya, ada yang tahu gak judulnya? Judulnya Anti Fragile. Iya, ada nih tweetnya dari apa sih Manfest gak jelas gitu. Brojo. Indonesian joke. It's about some girl who like posted to like this digital bulletin board Twitter account thing like, yo guys, I went to the mini market and then I played it was playing a Korean song was playing and then I was like, damn, song's good, and then I want to ask the cashier what song it is, but I was embarrassed, and then I searched in YouTube but I couldn't find it, and the lyrics are like anti-TT brojol brojol, you know, it's like supposed to be like the lyrics to anti-fragile, but like the K-pop song, but brojol is like when you give birth. So it's like, but brojol itself is such a funny word. Anti titi brojol brojol. Can you imagine them saying brojol brojol? Yeah, that's why it's so funny, because like brojol is such a really, it's a really funny say to say like, oh, you're giving birth, you know, like the child is brojol from your stomach, you know, the child is like coming out from the stomach, but it's like, you know. Yes. Brojol. But okay, that should be the closing of my space. Salam brojol, everybody. Like an alien, yeah, alien style. Yes, yes. Okay, like guys, I hope you, yeah, I hope you have fun. Keep brojol. Yes, yes, yes. Brojol is like the baby instantly, you know. Anti brojol. If you're anti brojol, does that mean you not pregante? Ditutup dengan brojol. Tadi ke minimarket, terus di play lagu Korea. Pertama dengar enak lagunya, mau nanya ke kasir tapi malu. Sudah cari di YouTube nggak nemu. Liriknya gini, anti titi brojol brojol. Anti titi brojol brojol. Ada yang tahu nggak judulnya? Udah anti brojol berarti C-section. Anti. Ya udahlah, oke, okay, bye guys. I hope you have a good day. Salam brojol, and I think I'm gonna set this space live chat room to private. I hope you had fun talking anyways. Ya udah, salam rakyat everybody. Bye. Bye brojol. Udah. Gimana caranya end? Anti brojol. Oh yeah, if there's anti brojol, why is there no uncle brojol?